Quit don't quit, Friday. Been there series, week two. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ, who loved us. Romans 8:37. Have you ever wondered what the difference is between those who are defeated by struggle and those who are sharpened by it? Between those who are broken by pain and those who are made wiser by it? The answer is resilience. Resilience comes from the knowledge that no matter how terrible or powerful our mistakes and failures are, nothing can ever separate us in any way from God's love for us in Christ. See the daily verse above. As a follower of Jesus, you have the power of the resurrected Christ residing in you to get back up when you feel knocked down. But the choice is yours. You can choose to either grow your resilience and cultivate grit or quit and walk away. You aren't guaranteed success for persevering, but your belief, no matter the outcome, is your greatest act of love for your God. The next time you want to throw up your hands and quit, ask yourself the question, am I willing to trust, run my race, and not give up out of trusting God is control? If you determine that quitting isn't an option, then how will you choose to proceed? There are certain situations where quitting is the appropriate option, but I'm addressing those times when our choice is between trusting God and turning from His purpose for you. The first thing you need to realize is that you need the power and wisdom of the Holy Spirit. It was never God's expectation that God's people carry out God's principles without God's power. That would be impossible. You aren't alone in this. With the Holy Spirit, we are led, guided, and empowered to do what God calls us to do. We need the voice of God to remind us we have the grit to keep going. If we're honest, most of us live in the space somewhere between living to our fullest potential and wanting to quit. And living in that middle can be discouraging. Most of the time, when we struggle, it's within the framework of the choices we believe were the best ones we could make to obey the God call on our lives. You said yes to God, but now you're experiencing so much resistance against the thing you felt called to do. Last but not least is your two prayers for the day. First, pray, God, what are you showing me, and what am I going to do about it? Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 42. They went to the olive grove called Gethsemane, and Jesus said, "Sit here while I go and pray." He took Peter, James, and John with him, and he became deeply troubled and distressed. He told them, "My soul is crushed with grief to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." He went on a little farther and fell to the ground. He prayed that, if it were possible, the awful hour awaiting him might pass him by. "Abba, Father," he cried out, "everything is possible for you. Please take this cup of suffering away from me, yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Then he returned and found the disciples asleep. He said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Couldn't you watch with me even 1 hour? Keep watch and pray, so that you will not give in to temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the body is weak." Then Jesus left them again and prayed the same prayer as before. When he returned to them again, He found them sleeping, for they couldn't keep their eyes open. And they didn't know what to say. When he returned to them the third time, he said, "Go ahead and sleep. Have your rest. But no, the time has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Up, let's be going. Look, my betrayer is here." This is 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 14 through 18. Don't team up with those who are unbelievers. How can righteousness be a partner with wickedness? How can light live with darkness? What harmony can there be between Christ and the devil? How can a believer be a partner with an unbeliever? And what union can there be between God's temple and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, "I will live in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from among unbelievers and separate yourselves from them," says the Lord. "Don't touch their filthy things, and I will welcome you. And I will be your father, and you will be my sons and daughters," says the Lord Almighty. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.